Okay, let's get, well, in fact, somebody who can kind of address this, because as it seems, we are getting an increasing number of red zone cases, so to speak. And joining us is a good friend of ours and has been with us through thick and thin on this thing, Virginia Mary Bielek, who's the chief, I might add, of infectious diseases at the Hospital of Central Connecticut. Let's bring her up, and there she is. How you been lately?
Hi, good morning. I've been great.
Okay, just checking. Wanted to make sure. You have your test, did you?
We get offered tests periodically, yes, at the hospital, and okay. I've been doing great.
I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, Brian's with us this week, and I thought where we'd start is what Brian was talking to about the Gov.
Yeah, in terms of the way it is in Connecticut, I'm just, first of all, before we get into things like remdesivir, which I want to ask because even, you know, someone like the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, had access to it and it seemed to have helped. But
right.
In terms of Connecticut with these communities in the red, how concerned, my real question is this sort of the pattern we expected because more people are indoors, or is there something more afoot in terms of the spread of this illness?
Absolutely. I think what we're seeing is what happens when it gets colder and people are spending more time indoors in much closer proximity to each other. Plus, I think there's some pandemic fatigue and people are just getting tired of social distancing. We have students in colleges. So I don't think this is unexpected.
Yeah, why do you go to college? Well, it's to have parties. That's why you go. And that explains why I was an indifferent student. So that's the way these things go. All right, let's talk about some of the treatments. The president, of course, at least allegedly, made an incredible recovery. I was hearing things involved like remdesivir. I think he was doing antibody. What else was he doing? Wasn't there a steroid involved in there somewhere?
Yes. We know that remdesivir is a drug that helps kill the virus. And the impact of that is that patients have a shorter length of illness if they get remdesivir. Decadron is a steroid. It's been around for many, many years, and it has been shown to have impact on survival in patients who are seriously ill with COVID-19.
Right.
And the president also got an experimental antibody cocktail that it is not widely available. And given early, there's some talk, and we haven't seen any data, but there's some talk that it's beneficial in terms of preventing deterioration in patients.
You know, a couple quick questions. Is remdesivir readily available in all treatment hospitals for COVID?
As far as I know, we've, knock on wood, currently aren't having any trouble getting remdesivir for our patients.
Okay. And in terms of the steroid, you know, when the president says, I want everyone to be able to access what I had access to and I want it to be free, is that something that's a plausible scenario in the United States of America?
Oh, that's up to somebody at a different pay grade for me. Okay.
If it was, that'd be swell.
Yeah, it'd be great. Decadron is a widely available drug. It's been around for years. It's used for many other indications other than COVID-19.
You know, I was reading something, and of course we've all been reading something, and each day there's a new development of some sort, you know, and of course with the CDC, not to blame them, I think a lot of people have no idea exactly what's going on, but you know, okay, well, it settles on surfaces. Well, maybe it doesn't. Well, maybe it does. You know, 6 feet. Well, it might need to be more. We just don't know. But the thing is, you do see all these people looking into it. I just saw a thing this morning about blood test and blood type can actually make a difference.
Remember, this virus has been around for, 8 months right now?
Yeah.
And we've learned a tremendous amount about this virus, but there's a tremendous amount more for us to learn. And the question that people are trying to answer is, why do some people get much sicker than others?
Yes.
With COVID-19, and there are some new data that it may be possibly, at least in part, related to your blood type.
And the other thing I hear about is vitamin D.
you're doing a lot of reading here. Vitamin D, many people in the United States have low vitamin D levels, and too much vitamin D is not good for you.
Right.
But there was a study that looked at patients who presented with COVID-19 and compared how they did to a vitamin D level that had been taken in, I think it was the previous year. Mm-hmm. So they went back and looked to see if your doctor had checked your vitamin D level and found that vitamin D was good. And the thought process is that if you don't have enough vitamin D, it can affect your native immunity. So it's a good idea to speak with your doctor about whether or not you are low on vitamin D and whether or not you should bring it into the normal range. I wouldn't do this without checking with my doctor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And too much vitamin D can actually be harmful for you. So you got to stay within that fine range.
We're talking with Dr. Virginia Beluck from Central Connecticut Hospital, obviously the chief of infectious diseases. A couple questions back to back. You know, when do you think there will be a reliable vaccine? Because we've had sort of one step forward, one step back with a lot of these reports, some pauses, which we know is natural in the process. That's not necessarily breaking news. But the second one is this going to be a treatment like the flu shot? Will we have to take a COVID shot every year and it'll change and morph in the same way that the flu does?
Well, I think the latter part of your question, I don't think anybody knows the answer to. We do know that immunity to COVID-19 virus or SARS-CoV-2 does wane after or decrease after natural infection. So it is possible we will need boosters. I don't have a crystal ball to tell you when we're going to have a reliable vaccine. I know that the pharmaceutical companies want this to be a safe vaccine. So they recently announced that they wanted to watch volunteers a little bit longer before releasing these vaccines. People have to be comfortable taking that vaccine.
Yeah.
And so I think the pharmaceutical companies really want to make sure these are safe and effective vaccines.
I just for a second, we got 30 seconds here, I'm sorry. But one of the things we hear about is new cases. Oh, my God, we've got there's a scoreboard out there. And, you know, is a new case necessarily mean you have the illness, but it doesn't mean it manifests necessarily, does it?
Well, it depends upon why you were tested. If you were tested because you have a cough, shortness of breath, fevers, then you have the infection.
Okay.
If you're tested, you know, they do pick
just
up
for the heck of it,
without symptoms who are being tested for other reasons, such as going in for surgery or they've had a contact, and you may not have the disease, you may never get the disease, or you may be pre-symptomatic.
Doctor, it's been great being with you, and we'll get you again. I just have this feeling we'll have you on again.
I look forward to it.
I think you've got a lifetime career at this place.